Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sorry. Like a belt chair. I was going to spit all over you guys, but I know you'd like it.
Yeah.
We fart on the air.
Oh, Lewis Black. Lewis Black later on. That's right. Also, you can download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Streaming's out there, too, in case you've got different listening habits, all that stuff.
But belching would be rude, so we don't belch on the air.
Yeah.
So Dawson and I have been scheming, my Facebook friend, about how we can pass around joints. And in the future, we'll all have, like, big fancy joint holders.
And you have to switch the joint to that holder, then.
Well, then you'd have, like, forceps that would come inside the, and you take the joint with the forcep and put it in.
So
your
out
fancy
one of those big Corella, those big long cigarette thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking Hunter S. Thompson.
All right,
I'm game. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Just do bong. Well, I'll bong your lips. Everybody bring their own bong. Now you just do your own. Everybody bring their own pipe. You all do one hitters and don't touch each other's pipe.
No, the community is you're sharing the joint.
Yeah, well, that might have to go away, Todd. It's the future, man. Other people got to make sacrifices.
No, we're working around the future.
Yeah. I always thought the joints were disgusting anyway because of that, and I've been there. It's like, oh.
They get to that point.
It's just disgusting. Yeah, right. Maybe the first couple passes, it's okay, but then it's just nasty.
Just wet.
Right. That should be part of the National Defense Act. Somebody should shut down and start making fancy joint holders and forceps so we can get back to normal.
Yeah. Do it for your country.
Yeah. GM should shut down and start making fancy joint holders.
It's legal in most places, right?
They could put out one of those heartfelt ads, too. We know this is a tough time for everybody. We have you in mind.
Maybe that is a silver lining. I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe the silver lining, there's really not many of them, that once we realize we're all stuck inside and bitching about, some people bitching about their freedoms, they'd rather. Now, by the way, it's not about you. It's about killing other people. So stop that freedom crap. I just saw a whole big meme on that. I read you guys off the air. It was horrible. But maybe when we do get out and do get some freedoms, that they should stop picking on people's vices. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you should say, yeah, what's the big deal? We just spent 8 months inside and nobody went to school or watched football games, but you still can't smoke weed legally. You know, just little things like that. Little things that seem are not important to anybody.
No, it seems so minuscule.
But it will be back to them again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the a-holes that hate that will be right back in there.
I was wondering about that, too, about people that get so mad at what other people are doing, who they're sleeping with. Or
right. Oh, yeah. Genders. Oh, the gay stuff.
I wonder
if
they're just stuck at their house and realizing how little that affects them.
Thank you. That's a great line. That's a great line. Like somebody else getting high, somebody else marrying who they love.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not in your house.
No.
Well, that's always been my litmus test. And look at something that somebody's really mad at it. Yeah, and if, how is that ruining their day?
Because they're homophobes.
How does that disrupt their daily life? Because
weed is the devil.
Two guys kissed or two guys got high.
Yeah.
What do you care?
Yeah. Well, I think they're like, God's mad, so I'm going to be mad too.
Yeah, well.
Happy Easter.
Suck it, Jesus.
No! Jeez.
We're celebrating International Guitar right. Month.
Yeah, I'm allowed to go outside the house now, and I'm fine. People are going to live. Everything's going to be okay for a while, hopefully. And, oh, I still hate the gays. You know, that's right. Some, yeah. I still hate weed. Well, that's the governor.
International Guitar Month being celebrated.
All right, cool.
Yeah, a lot of people are working on the guitar now. Not Bush. Mm-hmm. He just signed up for free lessons and didn't take advantage
hey,
of it.
You know what? Yesterday, I thought about doing it again.
Oh, did you?
That's oh, right. Wow.
I didn't.
That's like Chris Redd tweeted, I thought about buying a puzzle.
Started to
think about yeah. buying a puzzle today.
Apparently, price gouging on Amazon with the puzzles. I got a couple emails.
Damn.
From...
Good thing wow. I'm not, good thing I don't yeah. want to ever do one ever.
You're familiar with the latest in the mobile device technology, 5G?
Oh, yeah. It's spreading yeah. the coronavirus.
Oh, is
yeah.
that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's a conspiracy theory
it's
linking 5G.
It's electronics.
Yeah.
Linking 5G and coronavirus.
I did see a word 5G in somebody's crazy yeah. meme.
I'm not saying it's sensible. I'm just saying this is what this is going around.
Apparently, the story is that the rollout of faster 5G internet is either causing or accelerating the spread of the coronavirus.
Makes sense.
According to the UK fact-checking website Full Fact, there's already a conspiracy theory going around that 5G suppresses people's immune systems.
Oh, that could be it.
Facebook marked it as misinformation, but it still got shared enough. There is no evidence that 5G or any other kind of radio wave is harmful to people. According to, what do they call that?
Experts.
Science.
Science.
Yeah. Science.
A group that Business Insider calls an international radiation watchdog, the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection, or you might know them as the ICNIRP.
Yeah, I do know them. Yeah, it's
INCRP.
That rolls right off the tongue.
Confirm that the frequencies at which 5G will be deployed will be safe. Full Fact says there was a Facebook post that claimed...
Hey.
There was a Facebook
cover
post...
Cover your face.
That, I did. That claimed Wuhan in China...
Lean towards Nick next time.
Where the coronavirus outbreak first began...
You lean towards me on that one.
Is where the 5G began to roll out.
Remind me not to lick Craig's hand anymore. Well, today.
That's not quite true, but it was among multiple cities selected for early adoption.
Just a hand, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he coughed into.
Wasn't a cough.
I'll lick other places.
I would suggest that was not a cough.
Okay.
It was a clearing.
All right.
You can block that with your sanitized hand.
That's right.
I can, by the way. Yeah. I can. There you
As
go.
Full Fact also points
got a
out.
Almighty
ISIS,
there.
Right. Oh,
the coronavirus outbreak
6 feet of you, damn it.
Has had a profound impact on countries with no 5G coverage, like Iran. Even Woody Harrelson has shared a chunk of this text on Instagram, which suggested that 5G could be exacerbating the pandemic.
Was Woody high?
God,
was Woody
he
high
had
again?
To
yeah.
be.
No, I'd heard that Woody's account got hijacked or something.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah,
he really had nothing to
but
do with
But Woody was high.
No,
yes.
He said, a lot of my friends have been talking about the negative effects of 5G, though I haven't fully vetted it. I find it very interesting.
Oh, then don't retweet it.
Oh, don't say that.
But he did say, though I haven't fully vetted it.
Come on, Willie. Not Willie, excuse me. I keep thinking of Willie because he hangs out with him. Come on.
Woody.
I haven't fully vetted it, but yeah, here's my conspiracy theory.
Yeah. How's he going to fully vet it?
YouTube says it will remove videos that link 5G and the coronavirus.
YouTube will, but Zuckerberg won't.
Borderline videos about 5G, which don't mention coronavirus, may still be allowed to remain on the site. So to reiterate, there is no link between 5G and the coronavirus. There is no link. There is no evidence that 5G or any other kind of radio wave is harmful to people.
Can you just see... The orange guy saying, people are saying it's this 5G thing. I could just
and people are saying
that. I'm making a joke now, but I could actually see him saying that at a press conference and everybody going,
Yeah, people are saying that.
I know.
But they're morons.
I know. Yeah, but he wouldn't say that. Well, I don't know. People are saying it.
Well, he can't tell the difference.
No.
But if you just told that to somebody listening, just heard that and already believes it. You've not convinced them otherwise.
No. But I'm glad you brought it up because I hadn't heard that story yet.
Oh, yeah.
And they are morons.
Yeah. If they believe that, they're a lost cause.
Right. Are people of color going to be racially profiled if they wear homemade face masks in public?
You mean Asians?
Oh, I just saw a video
like
that
a black
that happened.
Guy. Can you imagine a black guy wearing a mask going into a business?
Yeah.
I just saw a video. The Onion put up a story yesterday that, like, you know, black man being followed around store with a 6-foot space now.
Yeah.
There was a dude that put a video up that he and his buddy were getting kicked out of a store because they were wearing a medical face mask.
Yeah, I think that was a Walmart.
Yeah.
Buddy of ours, great guitar player, Lash. I saw his Facebook page, and people in Omaha know Lash. He's got this cowboy hat he had on, and he must have been in his yard, and he had a bandana around his face like he's going to rob a bank, basically. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I've been waiting years for this excuse. And it's so true, because he's got a cowboy hat on and the bandana around his face. I mean, he looks like he's going to walk into a saloon right there, or a bank in the Old West.
Banks?
I've been waiting for this excuse.
Going to have to relax their rules, because the last time I went into a bank, I had to take off my hat and my sunglasses.
You know, I walked into my bank 2 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, with my hat and sunglasses on, even though I saw the sign and they were cool with it. But I know you're right.
You know the guy.
I don't think, but he wasn't working at the teller.
What I don't do anymore is walk into banks with my ex-president's masks on.
You know, ruin that. Ruin that on
Point Break.
Yeah, that's been done since 87 or 88.
Bodie ruined that for all of us.
Or 91, I think, when we came out, yeah.
Like, aren't a lot of the lobbies of banks closed?
Yeah, I think lobbies probably are closed, yeah. I don't know. I can text my bud. I haven't been to the bank in a long time.
That's going to hurt the sucker industry.
Right.
What did they do in the reboot of Point Break? Did they rob banks?
Yeah, I think they did. They were robbing somebody.
No, I don't.
Because they were criminals. They were just skydive. They did all kind of extreme stuff.
Yeah, they did.
I stuck with it for about 45 minutes and I got the gist.
I watched the whole thing, but at the end I had made a conscious decision to purge it from the memory
because
it was that bad.
Yeah. Their thrill seeking was different because they had like wingsuits.
They did all kinds of stuff like that, right?
I watched a little bit of it, but it paled in comparison to the original.
But you almost had to have the mask because the mask is part of the deal. You know, that's part of the reboot, I would think.
Yeah, and they had to be involved in some kind of criminal enterprise. But they probably didn't do the same thing as the original gang. Some phone callers might know, of course.
Oh, it was diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Diamonds. They were getting diamonds from other places.
Smash and grab jewelry.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't bank robbery.
Okay.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh. Yeah.
Say it right.
Sing it, Craig. Yeah. Make us happy.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Thank you.
That's what we need. We need trying times.
Yeah.
Craig, we need more Carol Channing
that was beautiful.
Yeah, wasn't it beautiful? To see it in person, it is pretty cool. Just because he does the face and everything. He puts the blonde wig on for the bit and everything. Yeah.
You were just ready to go?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that blonde wig's ready to go.
Well, it's in the spirit of Carol. The show must go on no matter what is happening.
Right.
You got to be ready to perform.
Right.
That's like asking Caliendo to do Gruden without the face. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't be done.
Rest in peace, Carol Channing.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, buddy of mine passed this along because he got this from a Facebook friend. The 5G network uses the same EMF. Aren't they unbelievable?
Yeah.
Rapid group.
Oh, Eat more food.
Oh, I love that song.
EMF waves as Pentagon crowd control system. So we can control people's minds with a big 5G dish on top of a tank or a G.
Apparently that's just true.
Don't you hate untrue stories?
Apparently that's just a lie. Yeah.
But people evidently want to believe it.
Yeah.
They desperately want to believe stuff like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I've actually heard from a guy. And see, here's the thing. I never asked him to explain, but I have heard a guy two or three times say, oh, you got to look out for that 5G. And I knew, and knowing this guy, I knew it was some kind of conspiracy theory, so I never asked him about it, ever.
Good idea.
So I knew that there was something floating in the ether, that there's something going on with this 5G thing that the conspiracy theory people are getting all over, because this guy is one, and I was like, okay. Whatever the 5G thing is.
He probably wanted you to ask him
so
bad.
Do you think it drives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to.
It drives them batty when you don't inquire.
Yes. You know it does. Yeah. He probably repeats it. Yeah, that 5G is bad.
Or he thinks, yeah, he knows.
Right.
No, but you're already on his side. Yeah.
You get it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was before that was 4G, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why didn't it happen between 3G and to 4G?
It's just different technology.
No, it's still just moving up a G. So why didn't it start passing the virus after 3 to 4 Gs?
Yeah, I don't think it's the same scale.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
G
it's completely
stands for different. Generation. It's just the next generation.
I realize that. But why would the next generation bring on the virus and the generation before that?
Because it's a whole different set of electronics and whatnot.
Yeah,
whole different
is.
Deal.
Yeah. All right.
People whole different way of doing things.
People are saying.
Whole different way of doing things.
Why don't people try to attach something like that to it because it makes it less scary? If you're like, oh, this is causing it. It's not just a global pandemic that nobody can control. Because that'd be horrifying. You're like, oh, no, it's a 5G.
But that's the truth.
Yeah. They want
right. Yeah, it is.
They
it's
want
depressing.
A cut and dried, simple explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just turn the cell phone towers off and then we're all good.
Then you can blame somebody.
But yeah, if you do like Craig, if you really want to piss off a conspiracy theorist, you don't inquire. You don't ask any questions. Because they so want to tell you more than what they just told you.
Well, I knew that it was just another one of his things that was just horse hockey.
Yeah, straight out of the crack.
No interest whatsoever in hearing about it.
Does he blink and move his head like, you know, the people, actors always do when they're kind of nuts? Like,
no.
You know, Craig, 5G, you know.
Because no conspiracy
visual,
theory.
That's my picture.
Like conspiracy Tourette's?
Yeah, I'm picturing.
No, it's Building 7.
No, it's Brad Pitt and 12 Monkeys when he goes, it's a great movie. He's a nut job and, has a weird tick to his face.
No, the guy's an intelligent guy about many, many things.
No, he's not.
And but then there's conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
But do you know a conspiracy theory guy that just subscribes to one conspiracy theory?
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Most
of them. No, they bite on the new ones.
They subscribe to all of them.
No, because the other ones are crap. The one that he believes in is real.
No, I think
like this guy.
Most conspiracy theory guys wrap their arms around all of them.
Yeah, they're usually open to
them. Or at least more
than
one.
Yeah. Or they at least give it a consideration. Well, yeah, I looked into that.
I'm just happy to know that Craig hangs out with weirdos outside of here, too.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
I don't interact with them on social media, but I will elsewhere.
In person.
Yeah,
but when I hear that,
you get them one at a time.
But it's always, if you have a conversation, if you're meeting somebody new, and then when somebody says something like that, then I discount everything. I go, okay, here's a beer, relax, and just move on with your life.
Yeah.
That guy, to me, has no credibility whatsoever about anything else.
Well, yeah.
Once you buy into something that is so idiotic, then that means who knows what you're believing in. So I'm just going to get rid of you.
Yeah. You tried that new burger at Wendy's? I don't believe you, man. No, nothing.
Nothing. Not believing anything.
Everybody likes ramen noodles.
My son eats those all the time.
Apparently, ramen with cheese is a thing.
Oh,
puts cheese in him. He makes a ramen noodles. He puts like two over easy eggs on top. That looks pretty.
Oh, that's good.
It's amazing.
I don't know if we have any in this town or Wichita or Lincoln, but there's noodle restaurants that popped up all over Denver.
Oh, they're noodle restaurants.
Yeah,
here, man.
Yeah, there are,
and they're expensive.
Yeah,
are they?
Yeah,
but they really doll them up.
Yeah,
I mean they're good.
Yeah, nothing but noodles is in this town.
But this is
there's any number of
this is
Asian themed noodle joints around. Yeah, apparently ramen with cheese is a thing. American cheese.
Got it.
There's a reason for that.
Because we're stuck in a house making everything there.
Poverty?
You're not even close. You got to go to Korea for this.
Oh, yeah. That's who caused the virus.
No, they didn't.
I know.
Korean Americans on Twitter pointed out that actually cheese on ramen is a Korean thing.
Oh.
When American soldiers were in Korea during the war, they had rations that weren't easily perishable, including American cheese. When the Americans left, they left the cheese. The cheese stayed. The Koreans started putting it on their ramen, and there you go.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know.
I had no idea.
Lewis Black, in about an hour or so, will be on the program. Stream the show, TNTRadioEmpire.com. That's where the podcast is, all that stuff.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.